The International Forum of Sovereign Wealth Funds isn't a conference you can easily crash. There are several security guards posted by the entryways. It would be a tough feat to sneak into the buffet line. In the 2 days of closed sessions, attendees traded info on best practices for investing billions of dollars on behalf of nations or states. But Thursday was open to the media and broadcast to the public. At a morning panel discussion, the conversation turned to the Arctic.
Is a warming Arctic the next gold rush?
That's someone from the Kuwait Investment Authority, a sovereign wealth fund with assets of more than $500 billion. He posed the question to Governor Mike Dunleavy. Dunleavy stopped short of comparing the melting of Arctic sea ice to the Alaska gold rush, but encouraged the audience to consider the investment potential in the state. Dunleavy suggested Alaska is uniquely positioned to benefit from a new trade route in the Arctic.
That's something that people in this room and this world should think about, because we need to build infrastructure in that area. We need to start to develop that area in anticipation of what's going to happen.
Earlier in the discussion, Governor Dunleavy mentioned there are vast resources in Alaska, quote, barely being touched. He added that the Trump administration has been very pro-development.
I'd say take a look at Alaska for a whole host of reasons. We have our traditional resources. We're a new state. So imagine America, in some respects, 100 years ago.
Another big topic of conversation at the forum this week was digital disruption, machine learning, and the use of personal data. It's something sovereign wealth funds try to key into. How will this disruption shape the market, and what are the investment opportunities? In Alaska, you could say the climate is being disrupted. The Arctic is warming twice as fast as the rest of the world.
At the same time, retreating glaciers leave behind access to great mineral wealth and the potential for new resource development.
That's Angela Rodell, the CEO of Alaska's Permanent Fund Corporation, speaking at the panel. After the session, Rodell said the forum is one way for sovereign wealth funds to get an idea of where to invest.
Being on the ground, talking to the people who live and work in a region, nothing beats that for creating a sense of happening, possibility, opportunity, trust.
Next year, Alaska's Permanent Fund Corporation will have a 5,000-mile-plus commute to attend the conference. It's happening in Baku, the capital city of Azerbaijan. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.